Watching the live video stream of the Animals Festival inside my air-conditioned office. Said, I looked at the clock and said, I should be on stage right about now, and took another hit off the bong and clicked through some Google News headlines and broke in on the Free 103 Wavecast and apologized profusely for about half an hour while I was watching the Flaming Fire Band, who were apparently from what looked like a bank security camera, really good. I'm not here to perform, don't worry. It won't be that painful. I'm just waiting for the Roof Revolution Evolution to get their army set. Anna Mentel sounded so beautiful walking down the mountain path. Sounded like they should be here all the time. Tell it to the neighbors.
Hey, Jasper. You like animals?
Oh, why, you little frog. Oh, you're a three-toed sloth, aren't you? So many animal references, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to even top that, so I'm not going to try except to say that I love animals, puppies and kittens. My daughter had some kittens a couple weeks ago, and they had fleas, as kittens are wont to do, and I slept over her house one night, and I left after about 20 minutes because I couldn't take the fleas. Apparently, she was immune to the fleas, and I was, I couldn't believe that you can sleep in a house full of flea-riddled clothings and beddings. But you can when you're 11. You can do anything. You're super. You're immune to fleas. And anyway, they gave some of the kittens away, and I won't get into the politics of it, but they are pro animal pregnancies at that household. They just breed them like nuts, and they give them away to farm people who need them for mousing, and they give them away to little girls who don't have cats and kittens. And they're in no hurry to get the cat fixed. Now, I know animal kind, which this is supposedly a benefit for, feels the opposite way. And if you've ever been to Hudson, New York, you know that there's some families that need some spaying. And it's not just the animals that need neutering.
Oh, my God.
We're not gonna get into the eugenics of Hudson, New York just now. But slowly it will just happen. From the evolution? I don't know. The neighbors are so happy that you guys are here and congregated and speaking to each other, finally. And the tiki torches will all slumber you deeply. Slink's wife is 10 months pregnant, if you've seen her. I don't know, I think she went back to the keg. She was supposed to have the baby yesterday, actually, I think. So you may see a young one squirming around on your way out. Deep within the woods, there is a baby. Ah, baby! I love babies. That echo, man. Shit. That is a... Shit. Such a cutie. Sharp toes are filled with butter. I squeezed it and a little butter came out. and Galen says her initials are E-A-R, accidentally. And I thought that was awfully cute. Something that she can hate you for the rest of your life. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for being part of the audio project. It says ear on my backpack. From L.L. Bean, a monogrammed corduroy backpack.
Your backpack says ear. That's eerie.
I could just see the kids at school. They're so mean. I also want to say, hey. This is a really poor excuse for a 5 o'clock performance, let me tell you that. But I watched each and every one of you guys on the video stream box, and it really was wonderful. Who was that? A guitar trips out of his fucking mind. I didn't even know he could play the guitar like that. And he was killing it. The Horse Spirit Penetrates. Lightning Bolt, watch out. I think we got a new successor to the duo Thrash-em-ups. They were great. And the Flaming Fire gave me hope and cheerleading and everything. It was just like, wow. Some serious harmonies and tear rolled down my eye as they said the bass player's last show. And I was crying in my air-conditioned office after I finished my salmon salad and had my double chocolate cookie. And it was sad, bass player leaving. It's always sad. We played in a cake shop last Wednesday night, and we're never comfortable around people, but they have there's a new thing now where people just whip out their cell phones and just start taking pictures of your ass, which I didn't think was something I'd ever have a problem with, except that they wouldn't stop. And now with the YouTubery of the United States, we have this, like, everybody. I mean, my co-lead singer, Jamie, she ran out into the audience because she always wants to pummel and kill people. And she gave the mic to this guy, and he just started taking a picture of the top of the microphone. He didn't even take the microphone to participate. He just started shooting it with his fucking cell phone. He's like, and that was it for him. He didn't even get on the mic, so... It was disappointing, but a great show, a wonderful show, and wonderful people at the cake shop, who are always supportive of the rock. How's the revolution coming there? There's Ross. Ross, I called you today. I wanted to smoke some weed with you. Okay, technical adjustments. I know what that means. That means the leotards are too tight. tomorrow there's a show in Hudson, New York, with the Luxury Flats, who make up sometimes two-thirds of the Bunny Brains, and there's Mikey over there from Luxury Flats, amazing musician, and he is great. He was at the Cake Shop show, weren't you, Mikey? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a, apparently anytime you introduce people of color in your band, you're making a racial statement. And we have two friends who have color, and they, Jamie had a fake arm coming out of her sweatshirt, and she put a rubber glove and she filled it with chicken wings from this restaurant around the corner, and she started hitting the rubber glove with chicken wings inside to hear the bones breaking, but you know, with that many people and it's so late, you really can't hear anything. So the chicken wings are, you know, flailing all over the ground, and of course our friend Norman and Shamika, they pick up the chicken wings because they're hungry, and they're just like, you gonna eat those? And I was like, no. And after the show, this guy comes up to me and he said, were you trying to make a racial statement? I said, no, they're just hungry. There's no escaping that, is there? So I guess we just have to do it in disguise from now on. We'll just bring those Jason masks they use for Halloween and just put them over them. And they can eat chicken through the Jason mask. Yeah, it's beautiful, the wind and the lightning shooting through the trees, and the beautiful people all ready for the evolution revolution. Evolution revolution, some people will say, are an acquired taste, because not everyone's into the concept. You have to be into the concept. And it takes about 5 minutes, and you're won over just by their sheer musicianship and hectic goofiness.
No goofiness.
They've stripped the goofiness away. Now they're strictly military now. It's a pro-military stance they're taking. Bring somebody home, for Christ's sakes. We don't really care who it is at this point. Just bring somebody home. Put them on a ship. Bring them home. Let's have Christmas, for Christ's sakes. You know? It's a hell ride. What else? Google News headlines. Let's see. What did I see in there? Karl Rove. No, nobody cares. George Bush. Natural flooding. Disasters. Locusts. There's a plague of locusts somewhere. The Midwest, eating a whole town up right now, tonight. It was pre-thought of, and they were warned, of course, but nobody listened. It's much like the bridge thing, nobody ever, you know, they're like, we'll get to it. Oh, locusts, we'll get to it. We'll get Dad to make us a pesticide. There's Slink Moss, everybody. He's going to go check the bulrushes for that infant that you're expecting. How's the bulrushes coming up there? Well, it sounds like there could be something happening. Jesus Christ, you guys. Come on now. Come on, G.I. Jane. That's you, Ross. Anybody have any questions?
tracked in the night, and tin snails, leaving calibrated trails on microphones, tape measures on roll, Pinkman tracked in the night, tape measures on roll, Pinkman track all night. When will the microscopes show us tonight, when they focus on things in their microscope light, like tin snails, with electric cord tails and gummy eyes, microphones focus on slides in the night. Microphones focus on slides all night. Slides of night, starry cellophane. Oh, oh, beautiful starry cellophane. Starry cellophane crinkle and make the stars twinkle like tin snails. Twinkle like tin snails, crinkle like tin snails, crinkle like tin snails.
Lexington, Kentucky, there's a huge billboard that says Horse, Capital of the World, and there's like thousands of horses everywhere, and it's surrounding, like not in the city of course, but all the land surrounding it is just completely like filled with horses, and it was like, you know, it felt really good for us to play in that town and be able to like, I mean, a place where the horse spirit like thoroughly.
Now,
it's a $10 cover.
$10 cover.
Would you be on my guest list?
Sure.
Is that okay?
So.
Yeah, I mean, like, definitely. I mean, our name comes from, like, a psychedelic vision that our armor will have.
It's a great name. So, tell me more about your humanness.
Well, you know, I mean, I guess just feel regular, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Like a human. There's not much
to do. It's good that you're in touch with your humanness. Right now there's a fly buzzing around us, and that's an intense kind of animal. Do you have any closing comments that you'd like to tell just about your scene or yourself?
Well, I'm just really glad to be here. All this is
just relaxing.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we're going to, you know, do our thing. And,
yeah, I can't wait for your set.
When we're set.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so we're here with Glenn and Echo, and I'm going to ask them, how do you feel about your animalness today?
What do you think, Echo? Are you feeling especially animalistic?
You seem very animalist every time I see you.
I think I was thinking about this question. I was preparing for it. I think maybe possum is my answer.
That's a great answer. You know, people sometimes compare me to an armadillo.
Oh, really?
Like, that's what Dan Bunny calls me, and I think that's really appropriate.
Do you have a very hard shell?
No, not like a scared armadillo, just like kind of like a... It's super hard to explain.
I sort of understand that.
I know. It's really... It's not an easy answer. But, Echo, what do you think of this mouse?
It's a very long tail.
When you were having Echo, did you feel like you related to which kind of animal having a birth, like a human or a cow or a...
No, I felt like a boat.
A boat?
When his timbers were shifting.
So good. good. That's such a good answer.
I did feel like a cow when I tried to use the breast pump, and I stopped immediately.
I know, the cow image is often, it's so obvious. But, the breast pump.
Oh, Echo! Oh, you're so
okay, and tell me about your humanness today.
Humanness. We're holding on by a thin thread to our humanness.
This is Jasmine of Cabinet of Natural Curiosities, and I wanted to ask her about her animalness. Tell me about your animalness.
My animalness?
Yeah.
I have a lot of animalness.
You do.
I have weird attractions to animals. Like, at my parents' house, there was this cardinal where if I were in any room on the side of their house, the cardinal would come and keep hitting on the window. And if I moved
to
the next...
you?
Yeah. It was really crazy, and my parents called it my cardinal.
Your cardinal.
Yeah, because whenever I came to their house, the cardinal would start flying around the house. My mom said it's because I had really weird energy for cardinals to
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Is your mom into animals?
She likes animals a lot. She's an Aquarius.
Like
yeah. Yeah. So, and I feel like I have attractions to birds like that.
Me too, I'm a bird guy.
Yeah.
I'm also an armadillo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. What about humans?
Humans? I like humans too.
Zed.
I'm here for the Rockin' Animal Show to jam and rock on the radio and to play a great set.
What is your animal nature today?
I would call myself moose-like with a little bit of tigery, apey, snakey, gerbily.
Super Moon! Super Moon! I saw the moon and it came down from the space and I said hello. That's sounding good out there. Sounding pretty good out there. Let me hear your howl for the Super Moon. Supermoon, supermoon, supermoon.
Thank you. Betty, Steve, Nancy, Gabrielle. All right, then. Let's go.
eyes, yeah, baby. I'm gonna burglarize you, baby. Damn.
Georgie deep inside. Welcome to a one-minute zine review, where the freedom of speech meets the freedom of print. How to make it in radio. This slim zine is written by Julie from public radio show Destination DIY. Having been involved with radio off and on since 1974, and steadily since 2000, zines like this always grab my attention. How to Make It in Radio includes some radio production terminology and interviews with various individuals about how they broke into the field of broadcasting and the programs that they produce. There are a few words of advice and a section of online resources. The downside to How to Make It in Radio is that the zine focuses too heavily on the insular world of public radio, which in my experience is a cliquish world, impossible to approach, and generally panders to the wealthy corporations and wealthy individuals who support their stations. The public in public radio means publicly funded, not public access. I would have appreciated more in this scene about community radio or pirate radio. Also, the focus seems to be on coming up with a marketable product, for example, a story, and it neglects all other aspects of radio production. The price is a little hefty for such a small zine. You can find the resources listed in the zine online just by doing a search. Julie's earlier zine, How to Make Radio, seemed to have much more practical information in it. To find a copy of How to Make It in Radio, check out destinationdiy.org. I'm DJ Frederick. Keep your dial tuned right here to 1 Minute Zine Reviews.
Hanging around now, this is something that's called Wrapped Around My Finger Tapes. Tapes, tapes! 2, 3, 4! Wait a minute, wait. 1, 2. Is it, you ready? Are you ready?
Here in the high voltage hall, the lights have been turned off and the switches have been thrown. They are now almost up to full voltage.
Combustion in the engines as the phone calls pass. Crinkled hello and goodbyes through wires, crucified on tilted poles in lines as the Delaware and the Hudson puffs and slid along.
7.5 million volts, scoring a direct hit.
Electric power lines going straight into the night. Some station radiations rise. Electromagnetized space between our eyes. Dilate the passages in time.
Now the voltage nears the 1 million mark. It ruptures the air each time the ends of the pinwheel swing within striking distance. The arcs, colored bright red, green, and yellow by chemical cartridges, flash out with sharp reports, snaking upward, and then breaking to be promptly replaced. The result is a spectacular and ever-changing combination of colored arcs rising to form a crackling flame of short-circuited electric power.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When I was kind of young, used to play a lot of video games. But people like the fundamentalists in the UN said it was bad. They said that they'd rot your mind out. But what the hey, everything else does. I mean, I like video games. For every little boy and girl who used to play video games, even the old people who are about to die, they can play it in their house, they don't have to go to the mall or anything, or if you happen to be like a basket case or something, you do that too. What happened to all classic video games? It just seems all video games nowadays are just a man walking from side to side, and he's really big, he takes up half the screen and he punches people, and he sticks with knives sometimes, but never have any guns or cool missiles or anything.